22-6, Sandusky leading. Bad-Axe finally gets on the board in that second half from Bad-Axe. 14-8 here, this one. Ubley leading by 6. 8 minutes remaining in regulation. Harbor Beach marching down the field. Hand off to Klasky, and he gets out for a hard 8 yards. He's like shot out of a cannon, moving right down the middle of the field there. Tackle made by number 55, Nolan Van Erp. And it's an 8-yard gain, and we have a timeout called by the Ubley Bearcats with 7:50 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach facing a second down and 3 upcoming. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
Do you need vehicle repairs? Contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad-Axe. They not only do heating, cooling, and air conditioning repair, they offer full-service mechanic work, cars, trucks, semis, RVs, along with all types of agricultural equipment. They have a new state-of-the-art Matco 1234 YF unit, so they can fix any air conditioning system in any vehicle.
This is Gary Rauchy. We have the equipment, parts, and expert knowledge to get the job done. So if you're getting a little hot under the contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad-Axe or call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Second down, 2 yards to go for the Pirates at the Ubley 17-yard line. 7 minutes, 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Ubley just spent their second timeout of the second half, so they have one remaining in a 6-point ball game. They're currently leading 14-8 over the Harbor Beach Pirates. Harbor Beach sticking to the T formation majority of this game. Kadar under center, 3-man backfield. Hand off. Our quarterback keeper around the left side has lead blockers. He has the first down, down to the 10, to the 5, and finally forced out of bounds to the 5-yard line. It is a gain of 12 on the play. Tackle made by Ubley's 47. Colin Obersky tracks him down before the end zone. First and goal for the Pirates at the 5-yard line. 7:41 left in the fourth. Clock stops as he went out of bounds.
Great lead blocking there. Tanton Babcock doing a nice job lead blocking. Looks like Dakota Deer out there. They got the wall shielded off for Kadar to run behind. He angles down to the 5-yard line, gets out of bounds, and stops the clock. But Harbor Beach now in excellent field position, a chance to take the lead.
Lower body injury for Ethan Hessling. Looks like the knee, but he seems to be okay according to the emergency personnel. And off to Caden Boynton, has the edge, and he's in. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Caden Boynton responds to Ubley's touchdown, and we are tied at 14 apiece with 7:36 left in regulation. With a 2-point conversion still upcoming for the Harbor Beach Pirates. A 50-yard drive capped off with Caden Boynton from 5 yards out.
Boynton doing a lot of the fullback work, going straight ahead. But with Klasky in there, he's going straight ahead. So Boynton is then kind of shifted over. When he gets to the middle of the field, he's got that angle. He cuts to the outside, and it's a race to the pylon, and he wins. Touchdown, Harbor Beach, and they retake the lead in the middle of the fourth quarter. 14 apiece with a 2-point conversion, giving an opportunity to take the lead.
Coming out of the T formation from the 3-yard line, far left side of your radio, Kadar under center, senior play caller, second-year starter for the Pirates. Kadar hands off to Luke Woodkey, gets down, is he in? Touched, the 2-point conversion is good, and Harbor Beach retakes the lead as it's now 16-14. Harbor Beach leading by 2 points with 7:36 left in the fourth quarter, and we actually have some noise going on in the stadium. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Schur Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Schur Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have 3 different living communities at 3 different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Schur's 3 senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Schur Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the senior living section on Schur.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's Schur.org/senior living.
or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
.736 left in regulation, and Harbor Beach takes their second lead of the night, again by 2 points, 16-14. Harbor Beach 2-for-2 on two-point conversions. Ubley 1-for-2. Caden Boynton with the 5-yard run into the end zone untouched makes a two-point lead again for the Pirates. As the kick comes in, it's muffed at the 15-yard line by Peruski, and he's trying to get out. He gets out to the 27-yard line when all said and done. A 12-yard return for Evan Peruski, and the Ubley Bearcats will start out first and 10 in their own territory, their own 27. Tackle made by Dakota Deer on special teams for the Pirates. 7:31 left in the regulation.
Well, if you're the Bearcats, this is not a bad place to be. Down two, you got the football, you got a timeout in your pocket, and the length of the field, 7.5 minutes to go. You drive down the field, do it ugly Bearcat style, punch it in. This game is all yours.
In about 7 minutes and 27 seconds.
That's exactly what they'd love to do, but I think the Pirates got something up their sleeves here. We'll see how they respond.
And off to Carson Hlesky up the middle, and Harbor Beach for the first time tonight actually stops him for less than 2 yards. Out to the 30-yard line, a gain of 2, tackle made by number 4. Caden Boynton, left linebacker for the Pirates, second down and 8.
Harbor Beach sells out on first down for that dive up the middle, and they guess correctly. That's where you see a young quarterback, young play caller calling those plays. You see that line like that, you like to make a change, but a lot of young personnel in there. They dive ahead, and Carson Hlesky is all he can do to get those 2 yards, second down and 8.
I'd like to see this Ubley offense, you know, six weeks into the season here.
I think you will. It's called playoff
yes,
time.
Indeed.
You're going to see him again.
Yes, indeed. Second down and 8 from the 30-yard line of their own territory. Handoff to Colin Obrisky around the right edge. He gets close to that first down marker. They mark him down to the 38-yard line. Tackle made by Dylan Kadar in the last-ditch effort. A move the chains, an 8-yard pickup for Colin Obrisky.
Well, where the they're going to mark it a first down. That's pretty close. that's measuring territory by my books, but not in 2020.
Anything goes.
Nice.
First and 10.
That was a nice run by Colin Obrisky.
Absolutely.
He was supposed to go right up the middle and found nothing. Harbor Beach stacks it up, but it's all on Obrisky. He kicks it outside, and it's a race to the sideline. Kadar does a good job of chopping him down, but a first down run for the Bearcats.
From the 38-yard line, first and 10 off the right hash. Handoff to Colin Obrisky again. He plows forward for 6 hard-fought yards. Tackle made by Dylan Kadar again, and it's a 4-yard second down to go here for the Ubley Bearcats. Getting close to midfield at the 44.
It took a while, but Carson Hlesky put this team on his back, and now in Harbor Beach is completely selling out to stop him. You're seeing guys like Colin Obrisky kicking into gear a little bit, back-to-back, really nice runs. Second down, 4 for Ubley as they break the huddle.
From the 44-yard line, trying to get out to the 48 for a new set of downs. Second down, 5:40 left in regulation. Harbor Beach 16, Ubley 14. Working off the tee on the right hash, Peruski under center. Hand off to Obrisky, and he gets his knee was down at the 47-yard line for a 3-yard gain. As the turf monster grabbed him on that after a 3-yard gain. Third down and a yard to go for the Bearcats.
54, Elliott Seaman comes up a little lame there for Harbor Beach, trying to walk that off, but that's another body there on that defensive line. Need all those guys healthy if you're going to hold on to this lead.
Third down and 1 from the 47. Ubley trying to convert here. Potentially 4 down territory, trailing by 2 points, 16-14, with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Evan Peruski, freshman play caller, under center, making his first start tonight. Hand off to Carson Hlesky, and he has the first down spun down across midfield to the 47 of Harbor Beach. That is a 6-yard gain and tackle made by Luke Woodke. Move the chains for the Bearcats now into Ubley territory. Harbor Beach territory, excuse me.
Absolutely right. Noticing 22, Kyle Sweeney's been in the backfield for Ubley, doing a lot of the lead blocking here for these two backs. Keep an eye on him. We'll see if he gets a carry to try to throw Harbor Beach off or set the edge for Evan Peruski to try to get around the corner.
4.5 to remains in the fourth quarter, still 16-14, Harbor Beach leading by 2. Evan Bruski, handoff to number 22 around the left side. He gets out for a hard-fought yard. Kyle Sweeney stopped by Luke Wookier on the outside edge. Out for a yard, second down and nine.
Yeah, he's been doing a good job blocking. Usually a